Time now for Fort Bragg Stories, a year-long series of personal narratives exploring life on and around the nation's largest military post. I'm Elizabeth Friend. Fort Bragg Stories is a collaboration between WUNC's American Homefront Project and the Fayetteville Observer. Women make up roughly 15% of the U.S. military's active duty forces. Each year, approximately 16,000 active duty servicewomen give birth. Master Sergeant Judy Betancourt has served in the Army for 24 years. Since the birth of her son, Christian, she's fought to balance motherhood with her lifelong dedication to military service.
Being away from my son, you know, definitely has been a stressor. My course of action dealing with that situation, I really have to make, and it's not a hard effort, but I look at all these people that I work with, especially the young children, you know, they're soldiers, but young soldiers, I really do see behaviors in them that remind me of my son. This could be Christian, or this could be the female version of Christian. And when I look at it from that perspective, it helps me deal with the fact that I'm not with him. When I was an AIT platoon sergeant, there was this kid, and he was just a little private, and he was in the corner and crying. And my instinct at that moment in that position was to, what are you doing, private, and be hardcore with him. And then when I noticed he started crying, I was like, oh, you know, what the heck? What's this? Did he not get the dessert he wanted or something? You know, I was kind of cynical. And I called him into my office, and he explained he came from a very challenging background. He had been abused and slept in a car, and now his mother was strung out on drugs, and she disowned him because he wouldn't send her money. And I was like, and I was shocked. I couldn't believe this little young man, 18 years old, had gone through these experiences. And so I had to be his surrogate mother, and I gave him words of wisdom, and I said, I depend on you, you know. I depend on you to take my place. I see greatness in you. You know, you can do this. And he ended up graduating from basic training, and I met him a few years later in Afghanistan, as a matter of fact, and he yelled my name, and I kind of remembered him, but, you know, recruits, you know, you have so many in a short amount of time. He's like, I was Sergeant First Class at the time. He's like, Sergeant Betancourt. I'm like, yes. Yes, I just wanted to tell you I made my sergeant. I'm a sergeant now, and you really had an impact, and you were the mother that I never had. I was like, God, man. And so now that I'm older, it does have a profound impact on me now because my own son is 14 and a freshman in high school. So it touches me that I may never get to see them again, but maybe a little bit I can touch them and maybe have a they can go do good things. And maybe that's my legacy in the military. You know, so if I die, my kind of essence and my knowledge base and leadership skills can be passed on to other generations of non-commissioned officers and leaders. So I have to look at it as these soldiers are my children, and I'm their surrogate parent. And I have a responsibility not only to them, but to their own parents. So their parents, you know, trusted us to take care of them. So I'm going to take care of them and teach them all I know as they maneuver and go to different places in the Army. And that's what's helped keep me focused on the mission and dealing with the struggles of being away from my child. The key is, though, I chose that path, and respectfully, I have no regrets. If I had to do it over again, I would.
Judy Betancourt is currently stationed at Fort Bragg. Her story was recorded as part of Fort Bragg Stories, a collaboration between the Fayetteville Observer and WUNC's American Homefront Project. You can hear her story and others at WUNC's website. If you have your own Fort Bragg story you'd like to share, you can find instructions at wunc.org.